Why are you screaming about getting fired up, Allison? That's the song's job.
Oh, right. Sorry, yeah. Darling.
That's what you listen to the Gray Sky Eternal, and it perks you right the hell up.
Absolutely. I just got their t-shirt, and it is swell. I'm going to post some photos.
Way to keep it subtle so that people don't realize that the guitarist is related to me, and that's why we play the damn song.
Doesn't matter. That doesn't eliminate his genius.
That's true.
Right? He's a very talented fellow and handsome, even though he rated himself a 0 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Will, my brother, did indeed, when asked, what is he, 1 to 10? He said 0. And yet, you know, deep down, he's a vain bastard.
He's a handsome fellow. He's no 0.
Nothing wrong with Will. If I were gay and not related, I would go there. You're listening to Papa's Basement, the show that's neither gay nor related. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, co-host Tess.
Wow, that's me.
That's Allison Frank.
Ba-da-bum-bum.
Go to inpapasbasement.com. I toss it out there because I want you to go there, not because it's fun to say. You go there, you're going to get a new episode of the show every Monday and every Thursday.
Wow.
There's an iTunes subscription. Exactly. Wow. Why did I trample over that wow? Why did I crap on your enthusiasm? You're right. Wowzers trousers.
Absolutely.
iTunes subscription link at the top of the website, as well as all of our contact information. There's me. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. And there's also Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. That'll give you all of our updates and silly pictures that I mostly steal from Reddit Funny.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, I'm not going to put them out there and say I'm coming up with any of those photos. Maybe 1 out of 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Allison.
And
yeah.
The one funny one I did.
Really?
I did a photo for you.
Which one was that?
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Where you put a little baby kitten on a little toddler's kind of go-go cart,
whatever.
I think
when you say baby and kitten, one of those doesn't
Not one of those full-grown kittens that's lost its cuteness.
That's right.
Yeah, you made that. And then you said Jesus Take the Wheel, implying that the cat was about to die in an auto accident driving a little bipedal go-kart. A Flintstones mobile, as I call it.
Well, I was just going to take a little trip off a cliff. Maybe. To a bed of feathers. Or something.
Oh, God.
Yes, darling.
I don't really. I say God and you go, yes, darling.
Oh, gosh.
That's how you answer.
Seriously?
Are you trying to pull that? I had a friend.
Oh, gosh. The end.
And his shtick.
No.
It was the worst. Anytime anyone around said, oh, God. He'd go, yes. It's like, all right, that was not even funny the first time, but now we've tracked with it a while. Give it a rest.
I see.
I'm coming down from the high of that previous show where we had guests and a plan and all those things that we can't afford for every episode.
We can afford it if we put in the legwork. It was pretty juicy. So.
It was. It was a good episode.
I mean, it's a good episode for us from the outside looking in and poking holes in someone else's life.
Who doesn't want to dissect someone else's relationships? Because our own are so horrible.
I mean, I have good relationships. I mean, I wouldn't say I have bad relationships with people. So
my last, despite the ending, was not bad as far as I'd quantify it.
I mean, you had fun.
I had fun.
Yeah.
And I also did sex things.
Which is always fun.
That is fun, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you have on the roster for us today?
I don't know. The existential crisis of my life is sitting in the something's wrong with my car.
We don't care.
There's nothing.
No one
Shut
cares.
Up. Shut up. Way too crap on every tenet of improv. You know, when someone says something, you go, yes, and not, we don't care.
I'm boycotting this. Oh my
gosh. The black guy from Whose Line Is It Anyway doesn't jump up and pretend he's the Red Baron in a biplane. And then Ryan, what's his face from Drew Carey, gets behind him. He's like, why are you pretending you're in a biplane? We're on a bus.
Oh my.
And just blows the scene to hell. No.
Yeah. Oh, right. So you're out of windshield washer fluid and now it's a crisis. So what are we going to call the National Guard? Can we get them
on
the phone? No.
My car is squealing like it's dragging a suit of armor behind it.
I was just in your car. It's fine.
It was fine for you.
Right.
You must have mechanics DNA.
It was fine for the
you.
Both of us because we arrived together safely.
It didn't act up for you. It's messed up. Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
It squeals. And when you go to park it, it just cuts out.
This one's going to skyrocket us to the moon, this show.
This episode? It would if you helped. Boulders are a lot easier to lift with two people, Allison.
Oh, my. So what happened with your car? I heard it's really bad.
Thank you. It's squealing and it cut out. There you go. Was that so hard?
Oh, now, what sort of sound was it making specifically?
You're not going to trick me with that.
Was it more of like a lub dub or?
I'm not going to sound like a Jiffy Lube commercial for your amusement.
Was it a little rumbly grumbly? Did you feel any vibrations? Was it pulling to one side?
Told you. Sounds like Wolverine is putting one of his claws inside my axle.
Holy smoke. Sounds dangerous. Just caution to the wind.
Why can't you be a happy medium?
Don't
it's either this sucks, everything sucks, I want to die.
This blows.
Or the most fake enthusiasm ever.
Oh gosh, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here for us.
I can only imagine what it's like to have you faking an orgasm.
Yeah, so how do you feel about women faking orgasms?
You'll either just sit there lifeless and the guy's going to be like, come on. You'll be like, oh, sorry, was I supposed... Oh, baby. Oh, it's so big and deep.
Yeah, I mean...
And he's sitting there going, thanks.
There's nothing wrong with the cold, dead fish. I mean...
What, in bed?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Just...
Cold, dead fish, as in there's... Like, I could be screwing a corpse.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. There's a lot wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to feel they're having no effect on their partner.
Right.
How's that for starters?
I mean, but do you really care?
Yeah, I really care.
I mean, for real.
I cannot enjoy sex if I'm with a girl who's not into it. And I've had a couple partners who are just screwed up in the head and through nothing I did, by the way.
Right.
It wasn't like they're about to have one and then I just smashed a bag of Pop Rocks on their face.
Who has that? Yeah. That would have turned me on.
This the best guy, things ever.
Not only that, was he railing me, I got candy. Where did it come from? I don't know.
Not Pop Rocks then. What are those little white bags of pebbles that you get from like firework stands, like snapping pops, I guess.
Oh, I know what you mean.
There you go. Pop Rocks are the ones that you mix with soda and drink it and it kills you.
Or it's delicious and you live forever.
No, you die.
I don't think so.
There's a little boy in Cleveland who's no longer with us.
That's a fib.
No, I heard it on the playground.
Yeah, so it must be true.
Mm-hmm. Why would the kid who told me lie?
But seriously, how do you feel about women faking orgasm?
I mean, what? And I'm told about it or I'm not told? It's because it's different. I'll put it this
way. After you're done, she's like, gotcha.
First ask me, how do I feel about women who don't have orgasms during sex? Even if you've taken the time to, you know, do all the foreplay stuff, go down, all that crap.
Right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It absolutely takes all the joy out of it for a man.
Some women cannot. From what I understand, they cannot achieve orgasm. So it's
nothing
you
did. Yeah, I dated a girl who, big time daddy issues.
Yeah.
Let's just put that out there. So obviously, massive trust issues, which then every guy who was with her got to reap the blossom of.
Yeah.
And that meant it's weird how the human brain works, because to her, lying there naked with you and you're going at it, that wasn't giving herself over. Actually having an orgasm with you, that would be letting go. That would be trusting you.
Yeah, but I mean, what if somebody's having fun? I mean, you're talking about...
You don't understand a man's mentality when it comes to bed.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of women I've heard are like, look, I don't have to get off every time.
Right.
If it can just feel nice without it.
Right.
To a guy, it's just it.
Yeah.
There's no nice, but I didn't have it. There's just it, or did we fall short?
But I'm saying, from your perspective, if she's telling you that it's cool, then it likely is. And so isn't that
I mean,
enough?
You kind of troop on, because what are you going to do? Not have sex with the girl you're dating? But it sucks. It absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
I cannot say that enough.
But what if she pretends? Then what?
Do I know that she's not really having them?
I mean, there are those people who are
like,
if
you're pretending,
and
I'll never know otherwise, how am I going to know?
Right. But if
it's not like a guy where it's like, oh, this is the most intense. Ah, and she's like, wait, nothing came out. Sorry, my mind was elsewhere. I'll make sure that happens next time. It doesn't work that way.
No, that's when you have one of those little party favor champagne things and you pull the cork.
Oh, the poppers?
Yeah, and then the confetti comes out.
I thought you meant one of those little surprise things they use at New Year's.
Or that. And you just rub a wet washcloth over her abdomen so she can't tell nothing happened.
John Leguizamo said, you pull out and spit on their back.
Yeah.
That was a good joke. I remember him.
I just saw a clip of something.
He doesn't really exist anymore. Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
I keep
gone.
Seeing this promo for a show, and I don't know what it's called, but it looks
House of Buggin'?
No, it looks like a ripoff of Walker, Texas Ranger. So when Chuck Norris...
So you know it's good.
So when Chuck Norris gets wind of it, they're all dead. But it showcases, I believe, Lou Diamond Phillips is in it. And I was like, wow, he got a job.
Really?
Where's he been? Yeah.
I have not. I've seen him twice since, like, La Bamba. He was in 24 season one for 2 episodes, if I recall.
Yeah.
And then I saw him in, like, a prison movie, one of those pieces of crap that's on HBO.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it existed. And if I recall, he was, like, in Lipstick and, like, Fishnets and stuff. Like, he was the prison slut, man.
Well, he did that. No. That was someone else. That was.
Maybe that was the 24 appearance. I'm not so sure.
I don't know. He never really did anything for me.
Diamond Phillips was, is he not Indian? I guess he's Latin because he played Richie Valens.
I don't know what he is.
Trying to keep it PC here.
He's a mutt. Who knows? So that's going to bother you. I mean, if she gives an Oscar-winning performance.
And I don't know, then how am I going to know? It's right. Like saying, would it bother you if your girlfriend cheated on you and you never knew about it and never suspected? Like, I don't know. I guess not. I mean, you absolutely don't know.
Where are you going in that?
Does it bother me? I'm going to get in a fatal accident when I leave the studio today. Sorry, Allison. Time you knew that. Well, I don't know if it's going to happen.
Where are you going in that ninja suit?
Yeah. I don't. If she's never going to tell me, again, girls really don't do anything if they can put on a performance that you would be able to say that's incontrovertible proof she got off with me.
But what if, I mean, just saying hypothetically, I mean, you have someone, would you rather them not fake it? That's my thing. Or are you okay with them faking it? So, like, let's say you're going at it. You're giving your best effort.
Yeah.
And you're trying to please her.
I'm a pleaser.
And you're putting her pleasure before
your own. I go for a plus, not a minus sign, not a check sign. I go for the plus sign when it comes to effort.
But you're doing that. Would you rather her say, like, no dice champ, not happening. Are you cool with that? Or would you rather just, you know?
I'd hate both. You're really talking two options that turn me off immensely. I'm sorry. What guy is going to dig? You would have to be a real selfish piglet to be okay with that. If we're having sex and I'm getting it each time and you're not.
Yeah.
That's like sitting down for a steak dinner with a vegetarian each time. It's like, you're sitting there.
But if that's their
choice. You sure? This is so good. Yeah. Well, not having orgasms is no one's choice.
Yeah. But if no one's ever had one before, they don't know what they're missing. That doesn't mean that it can't be a pleasurable experience. If you're intimate with someone or you're making out or you're getting handsy or whatever, are you not enjoying yourself? Yeah, you'd like to get laid. But would you say, oh, this night was ruined and that sucked? You know, you're copping a feel,
but
whatever.
But that's an early stage. Like, that is going to progress to a top coming off. Then that will progress maybe to bed, but no sex. And then it will progress to sex. And then hopefully sex progresses to orgasm. It's the same. It's a life cycle. It's like saying I go to school, then I go to college.
Right.
Then I get a job. Then I buy a house. Yeah. I mean, if I knew I would never amount to anything outside of high school, I'd never go to college, I'd never get a job, I'd never do anything, I'd be very frustrated. Even though you're saying, well, don't you have some nice high school memories? Yes, I do. But there should be something beyond that.
Right.
That I'm looking forward to. And if I don't have that, it's going to suck.
Well, how paramount is your partner's pleasure in relationship to your own? Cricket. Cricket.
I'm thinking. Cricket. It's very, very, very
high. You guys
high
should
up
see
there.
His face.
I don't want to be like crass and do the whole, I could, you know, do Mr. DJ that. I don't care as long as I get bad.
But if that's how you feel, then that's
Absolutely
fine.
Not. I'm trying to think back to the situations I've been with people who weren't getting off. I mean, I've had people, I've been with a couple girls that were like massively orgasmic. Yeah. Like they could have like 20 of them in a session.
And there's probably a lot of horse doo-doo in there as well.
No, they bathed before the sex.
No, I'm just saying that's malarkey.
Oh, if it's malarkey, you'd probably lie and say you're having one. Not that you're having one every 30 seconds. There are just some chicks who are machines when it comes to that.
Okay.
They're rare, but trust me, I think it's been like one I can think of off the top of my head. Pretty much my first girlfriend was right. Just weird when it came to that stuff.
All right.
Set the bar a little high for everyone since. And she was, for whatever reason, I wasn't really enjoying the sex. Like, I wasn't finishing a ton of the time. And she was getting off left and right. It was cool in terms of, like, I dug how much she was enjoying it.
Right.
I wasn't enjoying it so much. It kind of seemed like a chore because I wasn't getting
mine. But did that
kind of
equal it out?
No. But similarly, the people I've been with who can't get off.
Right.
I, despite what they can do for me, even if they're fun to be with,
right,
I lose interest too.
Really?
Yeah. I just start to feel.
But what do you do then to move forward? I mean, are you helping her out? Are you talking about it? I mean, are you good about talking about it?
I almost always believe no man can really do the legwork.
And asking about it?
Yeah.
Like a little to the left.
It's almost
to the right.
Always. It's never a physical thing. It is never a physical. Like, if a guy knows his way around bed,
yeah,
and like, and he knows things beyond the missionary position, and that's the extent of his repertoire.
Yeah.
It's, in my experience, it's never been a physical thing. It's always been like, oh, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. I lost it. Maybe next time. No, it won't be next time. You're a psychologically damaged individual. The last one claimed I was the first to give her one. I'm sure it's BS.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my next question. What would you say your biggest compliment that you ever received in relationship to a sexual or intimate moment?
Well, can we do your half of this first as a woman?
No, I don't want to share anything.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for bringing the listener into your life after I've laid it on the line for 15 minutes. You're just like, oh, no, you're half now for the next thing.
But you know what? I can tell you this. You know, I asked several guys, you know, how they feel about women faking orgasms. Only one, and I believe probably he is the most honest, he said her loss.
Really?
Like, that's it. It's like, you know what? You want to fake it? Your loss. And that's kind of it.
What did the rest say?
And the rest said, I mean, most people across the board were pretty connected. They really want to please their partner and their partners.
I believe that's the case. I think a lot of women want to feel that dudes are just going at it and trying to get theirs. But anyone who has a shred of empathy, you're going to feel very guilty.
But you know what's funny is a lot of women feel like guys are just hammering it out for themselves.
Exactly.
But when you talk to men say that their partner's pleasure is equal, if not greater, than their own.
Yeah, I'll give it a 60-40. I want 60% of the joy for her. I just need to get some of it. Give me some. Because it always balances out that way for a guy. Like, yeah. If you're all right in bed, she's never having one to your one.
Right.
Because, like, by the time, this is how I'm wired.
Right.
If I'm going at it.
Right.
There is, like, I'll call it the caveman instinct, right, where it's like, this is going to be over in 2 seconds,
right,
because otherwise there's a saber-toothed tiger gnawing my ass off. So like the first minute or so I'm with a chick,
right,
I have to hold down one. Like one instance of the fire hydrant exploding like it's in a poor Brooklyn neighborhood.
Right.
And a hot summer's day and a bunch of black kids are jumping in spray.
Gotcha.
Once that's passed.
Yeah.
I'm good to go for a while.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I have to work to then get the second round.
Right.
And what I'll actually go out with. Right. My actual finale material. That takes a while to and get going. And in the right. meantime, she's had a couple.
Right.
But I don't know where I was going with this. I'm simply saying it's never a one for one thing, at least in my experience. She's usually getting a couple to your one each right. time.
Well, I think, I mean, when a woman is in tune with her body, I think that it's, I mean, it can happen.
Same with going down, by the way. It's like she typically, once things get rolling, there's several on her end. Whereas with you, a guy, it's never like you finish and then it's like, no, don't stop, don't stop. And she's just covered facially. And it's like, what? Come on. Get me a towel at least. No, there's a very definite end to the act when the man is involved.
Yeah.
That's the beauteous thing about us.
Right. And I think a lot of people, they'll say, you know, for men, it's very easy. I mean, you're just, you know,
it is. There's a lot of girls I know who are not particularly good at it. Oh, a lot of things.
No. I understand that. But for the sake of whatever, women have a lot more hangups. I mean, for a guy, it's pretty much up and down. That's what you got. And that's the move. No matter what you're using. That's what's going to get the job done. But for women,
good old up and down.
I mean, for women, you could do like, you know, the ABC method or the clockwise. And then you get the woman going, what are you, gay? Don't do clockwise. You got to do counterclockwise or whatever.
It's true.
You know what I mean? There's a lot more hangups.
It's very
left
hard.
Hand here. The light's this way. It's got to be dim that way.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot more involved.
It's hard to give advice, really. Yeah. Like a blanket piece of advice that works on all women.
Right. I mean, that's.
And it's what's more obnoxious is a lot of times males and females, they'll hold it against their partner that they don't walk in knowing everything that they want. It's like, wait a minute.
You don't press
on the left armpit right before I get off? Who raised you?
That's right. You're gay.
Yeah, you're gay. You're gay. Goodbye.
You want this thing to come with a map? Hell yeah, you do. But you're gay for saying
everyone's
yes.
So particular, and yet there's always such resentment, I think, when it comes to explaining.
But I think that that's your own hang up. And just like women think that guys just
I've learned to be like, look, I need this. And not in that much of a dickish term either.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm like, hey, could you try this? Could you try this? Could you try this?
Yeah.
I get pissy when a partner can't read between the lines because, dummy, when I say, can you try this? It's code for, this is what you better be doing if you want something to happen.
Well, maybe you should spell it out.
I do. Because after about the fifth session where I'm like, hey, can you try that thing I've really suggested vehemently? And also, a lot of times we'll be like, could you try this? And, you know, let's screw it. I'll give her another clean episode because I don't want to get in trouble for this, but I don't want to be so vague anymore.
Right.
Like a girl, a lot of times I've found problems with head.
Right.
They'll simply go mouth up and down on your
right.
shaft. No hand use.
Right.
That's going to do nothing for me.
Right.
Almost. I've had like one or two passable BJs that did involve hands. However, if you use hand and you treat it more or less like a damn hand job with your mouth in the mix, we can be done before the commercial's over. And I'm talking, we can be flipping through with the DVR and I'll still be done.
Yeah.
But I, recent ex.
Yeah.
I would be like, why don't you try this with your hand? She'd be like, okay. And she'd try it.
Yeah.
And then wouldn't really stick to it whatsoever.
Gotcha.
And after three times during the same blow job.
Right.
Where you're like, could you try that a little longer? Please.
Yeah.
They don't really get what's going on.
Yeah. But you know what? When I asked women, nearly every woman. Rather,
every woman?
Every
Zing.
Woman. Every woman. Every woman said, yes, she's faked it.
Well, I think every woman has.
Yeah.
But there are the girls who perpetually fake it. And
but it's not because they're not receiving pleasure or joy or that they don't like their partner.
No, they just want to put an end to it.
No, they feel bad. They feel bad like they really, really like him.
Mm-hmm.
And they want him to feel like king of the world. They really want him. You know what I mean? They want more. And they want to see this person again. So they want to make him feel good. And they feel like making him feel good, you know, then he'll come back for more.
All right. Let me ask you something then.
Right.
Is getting off just not that important to women?
I wouldn't say it's not important. I think if you've had that experience, you definitely want to have it again.
Like in the once a relationship has gotten the ball rolling.
Right.
And it's not like, okay, it's the first few times out of the gate.
Right.
And he's not getting me there. Are you saying chicks are still okay with like every other time?
I think for the most part they are.
Not
and
coming?
I think I mean, across the board, when you talk to most people in long-term relationships or marriages, it seems for the woman, most of the time, sex tapers off anyhow. You know what I mean? They become less interested because they are into the activities of daily living. They have the kids, the laundry, the carpool.
Very much so. I mean, to me, that's really why people burn out on each other.
I mean, I think you talk to a lot of guys.
You love that thrill of strange. Oh, yeah. God.
Well, Ray Romano has a bit where he says he's always the happiest guy in the DMV going to get his license renewed. It's every 10 years or whatever it is, but that's when he's getting laid, you know. So it's every 10 years he's getting laid, and he's the only guy smiling in the DMV because of that. So I think when you talk to people who are in long-term relationships, it seems that you know, the honeymoon phase tends to be over. It's never really.
Could you live with that?
I couldn't. No, absolutely not.
And that didn't happen in your marriage. You're still.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I couldn't. I would immediately panic and be like, this is what I've committed to
but
for life.
But you know what?
How
even,
long's life?
Even more than that, I should have talked to a friend of mine. I wanted to ask him. He actually went to relationship counseling. Him and his wife, they were in a relationship. I think they were married maybe 6 years. But the last few were primarily sexless. Mm-hmm. Like he could just count the number of times they had intimate moments. But even more than that, they didn't ever touch, really. There was no cuddling or holding hands
or kissing.
That sounds
hellish.
Right.
I freak out like if I haven't, this is going to sound weird, like if we haven't held each other and done something that's like you and I are more than just two strangers passing in the night.
Yeah.
I need that like every couple hours almost. Like I don't like it if we haven't kissed or hugged or some crap like that.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that I have another friend in Illinois, and he was in a marriage. I think he was married for 14, 16 years, and primarily his entire relationship was almost sexless. And she kind of felt like she was being objectified.
Oh, she is a piece of crap.
Yeah, but she's very attractive. Not
God,
porn
so she's
star
hot with issues,
but she's, I mean, she's 40 something, but she looks very good for her age, and she's, you know, she's fit. She does marathons. And
why? Yeah. Who gives a crap? Why? If you're fit as hell, but you suck in bed and you're weird about sex, you're the worst kind of thing on earth.
But again, their marriage too was touchless as well. So they're not having any type of intimacy. Anyhow, the guy that went through counseling, there's five things. And I don't know what these five things are.
Oh, great.
But there's five things.
All right, queen of show prep, go on.
I didn't know we were going to go this
there's
route.
There's 14 steps or 12 or
well, there's five. And one of 14 them.
14-step program. I'm so good at this.
So the therapist laid out these five things. It's like one of them is touch. Touch and like intimacy. I don't know what the other five things,
really?
Four things are. But they were like put
touch,
these.
Touch-missy and I don't know.
But they were like, put these in your hierarchy of needs. Like, mm-hmm. Where would you put each of these things?
So it's touch and four blanks
right.
when we do this hierarchy. But, I'm going to put one of the blanks is $1 million. So that's going to go way high up on the list.
Well, for him, he put touch number one.
It is.
And
I've gotten
for
into
her,
big
I think,
fights when I've been shoved away. What? Not when I was trying to touch to get laid.
Yeah.
Just to touch to say, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
And if someone gets fussy about that, I get
But what was
pissed.
Funny is touch for her was like number five.
She's a horrible human being and she'll die alone.
But I would not. So sex and orgasm and all those things. Yeah, those are fun. And to me, those are the.
Slow down, shock jock.
Those are the pluses. Those are the cherries on the sundae. But more than that, there has to be some form of touch every day as long as you're together. You know, I think there can be illness and there can be travel apart and to say.
Yeah. No one wants to hug someone with cancer. Let's be honest.
I'm dying.
That's how it spreads.
I'm saying if she just came home from chemo, maybe you don't want to slam her. I don't
grab a nice big handful of that hair and then just pull away with it.
Just give her 5 minutes.
Like you're just grasping a barbershop floor.
You're just railing her while she's puking in the toilet.
Watching those eyebrows peel off.
What's wrong with that? Like a busted shutter.
Oh, powder.
Oh, my. But, you know, there you go.
I like that. That's the end of the segment. But, you know, there you go. Bye.
No, I think, I could talk about this kind of thing all day long.
Please
but...
do. We don't have much else topic-wise. I'm already thinking of what I'm going to get to eat after this.
For myself, I have faked before. I didn't think that, again, you just kind of feel bad for someone in a sense. So you just want to not just get it over with.
I'll give you 20 more minutes a show like this.
You don't want to frustrate someone.
I've never faked, but there have been several times, especially when the old sock is involved.
Right.
The old condom.
Right.
Where I simply obviously haven't had one.
Right.
I've almost never had a woman who gave one crap about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To ask. I think a lot of men will say, for them, I mean, anyone, they'll say, you know, have you? And they want to please the woman first. And then they kind of take care
of
themselves.
That's how it works. Because the instant they finish, it's playing pool with yarn. It's not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, and it's always a bonus if you guys do that together. I mean, that's
what are
always...
we? Phoebe Cates and Fast Times at Ridgemont High? That
Dude,
doesn't
it,
happen.
Oh, it really does.
Ugh, that would be confusing. I'd be like, ah, I'm trying to focus on mine. What are you doing?
Well, some people can call it, like Babe Ruth with the bat, and he's just pointing. You know, some women have that ability, and they just know when it's coming.
They give you like a T-minus.
And they just know they can hold it at bay, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then... when you're close.
See, I like them doing it, and then I'll go right after.
Oh, so you're not going to be the time.
Same way I'll send them into a darkened room first to make sure there's no boogeymen.
That's right. I mean, so, but a lot of women, yeah, they all say that they have, but again, not because they didn't love that person or they didn't like them or that they weren't enjoying themselves, but mainly because they actually did like the guy. You know, they did like him, and they did
it. It's something you do when you care, but you know what? If you cared more, you'd fix your screwed up lady parts.
They're not screwed up.
Yes, they are.
Maybe you're nervous or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You're okay. That's again an excuse for the first few times out.
Right.
If your shtick is, guess what? I just don't have orgasms. You're screwed up. Everyone has orgasms. Like, unless you get out. For whatever reason, I've never met a guy, maybe someone who was like gang raped at age 8, who was like, I can't have one. But a lot of issues with men manifest in women as I can't have orgasms.
Right.
Like, at least not with guys. That's another big one, too, where it's like they want to act like it isn't in their head.
Right.
And yet the guy can't do it, but their friggin' Hitachi space needle magic wand it looks like one of Ronnie Coleman's forearms. Just a gigantic Henry VIII turkey stick of a vibrator. Yeah. That thing will get him there in 3 seconds. Yet the same guy can hold that, use it in the same manner she can. She's like, I'm just not feeling this. She's sitting on a damn outboard motor.
Right.
And yet acting like, sorry, I'm not feeling it. The instant he walks out the room, that's an Eddie Murphy chick orgasm, by the way.
I don't like it. I don't want to have sex with that woman.
That's what he did. That was in Raw or Delirious, one of the two jumpsuit movies.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say the biggest compliment you've ever received would be?
I never believe them.
Yeah.
That'll bespeak to what I think of myself.
Right.
I've never had like that's the biggest I've ever seen. It's never been a junk compliment.
Right.
Because I'm good down there. Like, I've never had massive issues about that.
Yeah.
But I'm nothing special either.
Right.
I'm like a 5'10 guy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm there.
Right.
I'm a B cup. I'm just there. No one's going to fault me for it. No one's going to sing its praises.
I'm a B cup also.
Yeah. God.
Oh, my.
Best compliment.
I mean, something that you play in your highlight reel, you know, something that you think about and you think, wow, you felt like a champ that day, you know?
I always actually, God, I felt like a champ.
Yeah. Like I rocked her world. Like, yeah, I made a difference there today.
I remember there was one girl in particular who I really, for whatever reason, I think I'd been lifting and gymming a lot.
Right.
While that was going on, but I'd taken a few days off.
Right.
So I had a lot of pent up energy. Like, you know how it is when you've been in exercise mode and your body's actually fit and feeling the way it was supposed to be for like its entire life, but now we're lazy and we don't have to hunt for anything. So I was like in that mode, and I'd taken a few days off from the gym.
Right.
And this girl got effing pounded for it.
Really?
Yeah. That was a performance on my part. You know what? Okay. There is one I remember very much from the same time period. Different girl. Will did the intro song. He's also known as my brother. At right. Billy Basil on Twitter. Been on the show a bunch.
Right.
We were in a split level rental at the time. I was in the above floor.
Right.
Then you had the middle floor, and Will lived in the basement. I was giving it to a girl with such vehemence that my roommates who were across like this chasm, there was an opening in the top floor.
Yeah.
They heard the performance, and Will, who was two floors down, the next day I was up, you know, washing my face and getting some breakfast, and he's like, "What the hell did you do last night?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Dude, I heard you nailing that broad through the damn ceiling." And the fact that I carried through two ceilings, I'll give myself a little bit of love for that.
Right.
God, I used to really bang like a champ.
Right.
Need to get in better shape. No so, more Dairy so Queen was, for us after the show.
So what did she say? We've never had Dairy Queen after the show. Wait a second. Who was your Dairy Queen lover?
Nothing. I was just trying to throw out a sample junk food. Way to play, though. Way to play, champ.
I could go for some Dairy Queen. So what was the compliment then? I mean, she just said you were a rock star when you were done, or what?
No, I just know that I banged like a champ. It was more a physical performance on my end.
Yeah.
She said she got it, but 2 weeks later, that chick literally disappeared off the face of the earth after stealing my copy of the Simpsons movie DVD, I might add.
But would you say that's your best sexual experience then?
No. Mm. Oh, my best was when I was half asleep, the ex hopped on me bareback.
Yeah.
And before I could even like know what was going on, I was finishing. Like, it was like 45 seconds. That's my favorite sexual memory because it was nothing I had to do. And I was so worked up, I barely did a damn thing.
Yeah.
It was literally like, wait a minute, what's going on? Oh my God, I'm almost there. Okay. I loved it. That's a very happy memory.
Yeah.
No. That was followed with, okay, where's your nearest Walgreens? We're getting a morning after pill now.
Right? Sounds
but
romantic.
Those have a time window of 3 days. Now!
Oh, my God.
And that is exactly what happened, literally. No, I take that back. I showered to get her off all the, you know, the sex juice.
But there's nothing someone ever said to you that rings in your head?
I mean, nothing I remember. People have said a lot of kind things. I'm just always like, I'm sure you say that to every guy who doesn't suck in bed with you. What do I care?
Well, it's funny that you should say that because a lot of people had said their best compliment was being the best that their partner ever had.
Yeah.
But I think what a bogus kind of baloney thing.
That's exactly how I register.
I mean, we all have heard that. Everyone.
I've heard a couple girls like, that's the first orgasm I ever had with a man.
A lot
really?
Of that. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I don't buy it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know how I operate with someone. Yeah. Like, even if I like you a lot, there have been other people I liked a lot. And there's only so much I can say. Like, hey, you're... Your vag does good things. What are you know, no one's going to come up with anything that new and different.
But I think you can compliment the other person when it is specific to that person. You know what I mean? Whatever turns you on the most about that person, it's not going to be the same that turns you on the most about someone else. You know, with her little hop on pop routine, if that blew your mind, then you tell her that blew your mind. And it
last
did.
Last name's Papa Georgia. I like what you did there.
So,
yeah, that was individual to her.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what a girl loves hearing. You remember that time when I did nothing and I lasted 30 seconds? A lot more of that.
No, but I think if it's sincere and it really, you know, was.
God, if that's the truth, I really should have said it because that was fun. Did I mention the part I had to do nothing and I got mines?
But when you say that, when you compliment bad behavior, like your Aunt Ida's ugly sweater every year, well, then you're getting a new one every year. This one with a reindeer, another one with a.
Well, I never compliment bad behavior.
Right.
I mean, that's just asinine.
But why
wouldn't
you? Oh,
that way you use teeth. Go you.
Are you sure you don't have a paper shredder down there?
You little cheese grater.
No, but I think, you know, when someone does a good job, they deserve some applause. And then they know to repeat it. I mean, that's even with pets, with dogs. You love pets so much. You know, you give them a treat when they do something right. It's the same with women, you know?
Can't wait to explain that to a girl after she gets me off. And I'll pat her head. I'm like, in the same way I compliment my kitten when it pissed in the litter box for the first time, you get a cheek pinch.
That's right. That's why I have a Kit Kat under my balls, just for you.
It's a little melted. Bear with me.
As much as I love chocolate, I did not touch it.
Also, the sheets are going to look like train spotting.
What's wrong with that?
Spud flinging feces all over that Scottish family, trying to innocently eat its breakfast. Oh, nothing my. At all.
I mean, but... the best response I heard.
What have you heard? Yeah.
That
was worth every penny. You could have charged me double.
I mean, for me, myself, sex is not my forte. I mean, silly is, funny is my forte. That's where I reign supreme.
I'm just going to use that from now on. Every time I just look down at a disappointed face, I'll be like, you don't get jokes and sex, sweetheart.
I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to sex, I'm kind of like a retard on the dance floor. You know, I'm out there, I'm having a blast, but I don't really know what's going on. That's how I am. You know what I mean?
Vivid picture.
So being eager.
I'm not going with retard. I'm picturing a Down syndrome kid.
But the thing is that.
Specifically the one from American Horror Story, season one.
The, you know, being eager and willing. There's something to be said for that, you know, but it no way equates to being best in show. I know people who can spend all day in the kitchen, all day. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just grueling away in there. They're chopping vegetables. They're doing their seasoning or whatever. Then you taste their food and it's garbage, you know. But
it's like when the kids come out with the plate for mom on Mother's Day and it's just like the burned French toast with the shells mixed in. And she's like, oh, so delicious.
But they were passionate about it, and they enjoyed it. So I think, for me, that's how kind of sex is. I mean, I'm having
fun. I'd rather have Wolfgang Puck crap out his million stuffed lobster for me and go, here, and me devour it and go, that tasted nice. Have a passion.
You know, no guy's ever complained, but I mean, what guy would? There's nobody who's like, you know, hear ye, that sucked.
I mean, I've tried to kind of point people in the right direction. Again, it's suggestions.
I mean, again, yeah, but no one said, oh, that's terrible. I mean, I've gotten a lot of compliments. That's what I'm saying. Nobody would. Nobody.
You'd have to be king prick. Like, she rolls over and you just look there like, ah, really?
You get off and he has a scorecard that says 3.
I guess I have to call that sex, but.
I hope you made me a delicious sandwich.
Yeah.
Which I'm good for that.
4 bacon strips this time.
Oh, my goodness. But the best compliment, when I asked all my friends, my friend Jason, he said the best compliment that he had, he's too, says a lot of men take pride in hearing about their oral skills. I mean,
that's
a lot
big one, because I think it's very trite, unless you really are packing and you know it.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, oh, my God, that punctured my kidneys. And then I guess that's fun. But yeah, for the average guy who knows he's middle of the pack.
Yeah.
The Malcolm in the Middle penis. Not Frankie Muniz size. I just meant middle.
Right. Thank you. I gotcha.
That is something you can change. You can work on a skill you can develop. You can't just stare down there. You can't hold your breath and then push on your cheeks and make that come out more. But you can work at better oral.
Right. But a lot of guys feel like they're a champ there. I mean, a lot of guys just think
a lot of
that
guys feel that way.
Yeah.
This guy knows it.
That's right.
This guy knows it.
Every guy knows it.
This guy knows it.
I mean, it's funny. If every guy is so grand supreme, then why
women
do
women have it so easy? I know how you're going to finish that sentence.
Then why? Why are so many women not getting off?
I think a lot of guys are wrong.
That's because a lot of women are faking it.
Makes it a lot easier for guys like me who know their way around.
But you know what? When it comes to faking it, a lot of times I will just tell. I mean, I have faked before. Mm-hmm. I have pretended. But for the most part, I'll just say no dice. And those are my exact words.
I'm picturing it too with a little click and a snap. You go, no dice. And you wink and you snap your finger with a point at the same time. Close, buddy. Close. Gonna give you that. Are you ever like, look, I'm not saying you're bad at this, but it might take a while. And no. I got to see who Pete's going to rape on this latest Mad Men. So rain check.
No, I mean, when it comes to that business, I don't have difficulty achieving.
That business.
Yeah. I don't have difficulty achieving results.
Oh, look at you. I'm glad you don't have those issues.
No, I really don't.
Did you ever? Because it's my belief that those women who have that almost never outgrow them and are just really screwed in bed without a lot of effort. And so few people know how to put in the proper, like, therapeutic effort to fix that.
I think I
would be higher on the list, by the way.
I mean, I could share something, but it's like intensely private. Like,
go for it.
I mean, I didn't even share this with my husband, and I've only ever told a couple people.
Am I, like, as your friend, should I take off my headphones and just go la 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 with my hands my ears for a bit, and you just signal?
I mean, maybe, or I could just say nothing.
You can say it, and I'm gonna cover my ears. I'm taking off the headphones.
You can't.
And then give a signal when you're done. Does that sound good? Your face is red, and you have the complexion of a Cherokee, so that's saying something.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe I should just...
Headphones are coming off.
No, you can't.
Come on.
You can't.
Now you're going to say it. My hands are over my ears. I can't hear anything.
Oh, my golly. Why is this so silly for me? No, but I have this ability where
I... Are you saying it right now?
You have to put your headphones back on.
I don't want to hear it. I have to drive home with you.
So what?
No, don't say it and I hear it. That'll creep me out.
It's not so
you
disgusting.
You showed me like a pour on your boob earlier and it was weird because you're like my sister. And you're just like, oh, there's this open pour right on my areola.
I didn't say anything about my areola.
Driving, trying to... Ugh, I didn't like it. No. Felt like a baby. I was going to get breastfed.
Oh, my god!
I don't want to hear it. Don't make me hear this.
Okay, then we won't share it.
No, you have to share it. Don't make me hear it. That's all. How long will it take?
It's only a second. But, I mean, I have this, and I don't, you know, for lack of a better word.
Go on.
For lack of a better word, I have this trick that I can do. So I myself, I don't use my hands or toys or anything to achieve results.
Well, you just sit there and think about it?
Kind of.
Oh, God. It's amazing. If I could do that.
I mean,
I would be a truck driver.
I use my thighs in a series of clenching motions from within, and I'm able to reach orgasm. But the thing about it is I never shared it like with my ex-husband.
Yeah.
Because.
You never shared your system of pulleys and winches.
Because.
The Goldberg machine that got you.
It's so bizarre. It's so weird.
Not really. I don't know. It doesn't blow my mind.
No, but. And then it's incredibly selfish. So what am I doing for my partner? How is that pleasing my partner? It's just not. Because I'm able to please myself. But when it comes to relationships or with my ex-husband, if he were to do something down there. Now, he was very skilled in that department, either using anything he used. He was very talented. So he didn't have a problem. But I think if I were to do that or do my trick, then he'd feel left out. He'd be like, well, what am I here for? See what I'm saying? So I never shared it. And I don't want to share it with someone.
Your magic trick.
That I'm intimate.
So what you're saying is it really doesn't matter if your partner knows crap about the female form. Because you just have to do a couple pinches and you're like, oh, that's the best.
It helps.
Wow.
Nothing competes with the real thing. Nothing competes with the real thing. But that said, I can take care of it myself. And I don't have to use hands or toys. And I never have. You know, I just don't.
Okay.
Like, it's so weird.
Okay.
Like one time I was with my ex-husband and we were spooning. He was the big spoon. I was the
little
spoon.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, you know. Anyway.
Sometimes if people are short and like their hair would get in my face, kind of.
Yeah.
I actually have to little spoon or do a little ass to ass type thing. Because like I would just constantly throughout the night be like.
But then he said, you know, are you doing what I think you're doing? And I said, yes. Oh. You know, so I was doing my trick, but I think he thought I was using my hands because he couldn't see because I was the little spoon.
Yeah.
You know, and then we just wound up fooling around.
That'll
so
be
it
the
never
title of
out.
The episode, the secret, the little spoon secret.
I'm just saying that. So I think for myself, I mean, I don't really have a problem achieving it myself. But if a guy doesn't really know what he's doing, then I can't really offer much direction. So that's where I was going with that. A lot of guys feel.
Have you ever? Okay. What percentage of guys you've been with have been like really clueless where you're like, how are you an adult male? And this is how you think a woman
Not
gets
me.
Off.
Not me. Myself.
Never. None of them.
No. Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, if someone, you know, didn't go the right direction the right way, they were willing to do that. But that didn't mean sometime I didn't pretend. Or if they ask me, they say, well, did you? And I'll say, no, I didn't. Or whatever. And sometimes for myself, I, even when I'm by myself or I'm doing my trick or whatever, it's it can kind of build this.
I don't want you in my house again. How's that?
The sensation can kind of build on itself, you know? If you take it to the edge.
You're going
to
sit on anything I own. I'm putting down newsprint. How's that?
You're the one to talk. You're so filthy, disgusting.
What?
You're nasty. I'm telling you, I don't want. It would be different if I say, yeah, I have to use three toys and all of my hands, and now I'm going to touch all your stuff.
You're doing it willy nilly.
No, I'm doing
like
it.
Like a tomcat I could pissing
do it,
in the wild.
I could do it right here, right now. You wouldn't know.
I don't want to know that.
I've done it while waiting for an oil change. I've done it in a boring in service.
You have like a mutant superpower.
One time, listen.
You're the next step in human evolution.
Listen, this is what really happened. One time I went out on a date and we went to the movies. It was one of the Pirates.
I thought you were going to say we got dinner and the wait was a long time. So
no, it was the Pirates of the Caribbean. I had already seen it, whatever one it was.
Uh-huh.
And
was it to Orlando Bloom or Johnny Depp?
It was to neither. It was just to my imagination and my own highlight reel. And I was kind of bored because I had already seen it. Well, I'm sitting right beside my date and I do my trick. Well, the problem is that when I do it,
when you
is,
open your eyes, the movie's over and there's a little black kid asking, what's she doing, mama?
No, but it is highly euphoric and it really does. If once I told you about it and if you were sitting beside me, you'd be able to tell because now
no kidding.
I told you.
No kidding. You're having a damn orgasm.
But I've been doing it for so long that it's very subtle and it's very, you know, I've. You know, I have so much experience doing it, it can go unnoticed. And it did.
No wonder you don't mind driving all over Kingdom Come.
So I do it. But the problem is because it's so euphoric and it's so, like, I'm like a dude, it puts me out. I'm like in a coma. Like, it's like someone tied a band around my forehead. And at the bottom and the back, there's a string with a bowling ball and someone lets the bowling ball go. Like, yeah. My head just flops. So it wasn't like this nodding off, trying to stay awake sleep. I just slumped over like a rag doll. Well, I woke up.
Like a junkie, but go on.
Listen, I woke up as the ending credits are going. Yeah. And I had slobbered all over
nice.
This guy's sleep. He had a dress shirt on and it was just. Like a Saint Bernard had been there. And I wake up and
Beethoven.
I was like, you know. And he's like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize you were so tired. You must have had a long day of work.
Good Lord.
Like, yeah, that must have been it. So, yep. So there you have it.
Well then.
But I mean, that's the reason, like, I can't really orchestrate. If you and I were together, I wouldn't say, you know, counterclockwise this way, that way, because I don't do that myself.
Yeah, you just use magic witch powers.
So either you know or you don't.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Now the cat's out of the bag. I hope nobody listens to this.
Everyone does. All your friends do. They're going to be like, hey, Allison, are you magic masturbating today?
Well, it's bad. Oh, my goodness. So my friend Jason, he said the best compliment that he ever received, additional to, you know, having great oral skills or being the best that someone's ever had. My friend Pete, he said that he was in a relationship with his wife, and I guess his wife was one of those people who couldn't reach orgasm. So when he...
A broken, worthless individual, in other words.
I don't know. She's probably very nice. They have a daughter together, and she's beautiful. So something nice came
through
out of that relationship.
Serviceless, serviceable, passionless sex.
So he says because she wasn't wired that way and she never was able to do that, his first relationship out of his marriage, he said, you know, this woman, she had come several times, and then he felt like a champ, and she said it was the best that she had ever had. But my friend Jason, in addition to saying, you know, hearing that he's amazing or he's got amazing oral skills, he also said that he received a compliment from a woman where she called him Honky Kong. He said, I'm pretty sure that was a joke. And she also called him Vanilla Gorilla.
What's his face? He cheated on Sandra Bullock.
Oh, my.
James whatever.
Oh, really? Was he that?
That was his nickname from the tattooed Nazi girl.
Oh,
Michelle
really?
Bombshell.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But I think this was probably years ago because Jason's been seeing someone for a while. So, yeah. There you go.
We're not going to get better than that, so we can wrap this one up. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Allison Frank.
That's me.
The boys want to watch you have your seated, touchless orgasms.
It looks like nothing. It looks like I'm sitting here. So
they should go to facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Look up Allison Frank.
Yeah.
Track you thusly. I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me? It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. InPapa'sBasement@gmail.com if you want to get in touch for advertising opportunities, because we have a listener or two.
Right.
Money well spent.
How about him?
Pay me in gift cards.
I hope we're
going
to get something delicious to eat. I'm hungry.
We are.
Oh, good.
I'll hook it up. Show's website's InPapa'sBasement.com. You go there for a new episode every Monday and every Thursday, as well as my writing and all the contact information that you so astutely just wrote down. It's all located there, so you didn't have to remember a damn thing. But I thank you for doing so. Allison.
Yes, darling.
Till the next episode.
All right. Sounds good.
We're out of here.
Bada boom. I mean, blam. Bloom.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.